What is going on, our people? This is Amy.
And this is E.
And today we are together for another tantalizing episode of Curse Words and Crayons Presents True Crime. Yay! Thanks so much for stopping by to discuss my most favorite true crime topic. Our topic today includes mystery, mayhem, tomfoolery, speculating wildly, and a whole lot of what the fuck. We are doing a cult roundup.
I am so excited for this freaking cult roundup, Amy.
Me too. Specifically, we're focusing on religious cults, but we will be talking about, I think it's four different religious cults, and a few of them I have some interesting ties and experiences with. But before we get started, Z, how in the world are you and what's new?
Thank you for allowing me to cancel our last session. So I logged on to our last session at I guess it was 8 a.m. Was it 8 a.m.? It doesn't matter.
It was an earlier one. We don't typically record early. So, we do our best work, in the middle of the day. We're, definitely, yes. Diurnal, which is, daytime animals around
exactly,
here.
Exactly. We're a good, 9 a.m. to, 1:30 p.m. Right. Kind of people. So, invite us. So, invite us to your day barbecue, and, we'll help set up. If we
for
like
sure.
you enough.
And then we're going to leave without saying goodbye.
We're going to leave
gonna
early.
Head out. We'll text you. Sorry, we had to leave. Bye.
So sorry. I forgot something at home. I'll be right back. LOL. Because I won't.
Because I'm not. Because I'm already
yes. by the yes, time yes, you yes. But thank you for letting me cancel, because that was probably the sickest I'd ever been. I had mastitis, which is just so fun. And I thought I could power through, but I couldn't. So if you need to hear this in general in life, resting is important. You're important and you are worthy of, just taking some time off. And this was just for a freaking podcast. And yet my first daughter-ness.
For sure.
We got to do it. It's on the schedule. I committed.
How sick I am. We're doing this.
I said I was going to be there, and I will, in fact, be there. And guess what? I did. I showed up, and I didn't.
She
I was
did.
Not the one canceled.
And she was not the one that canceled. I was like, oh, no, girl, we are not doing this today. That is not happening. Goodbye. We will talk to you later. So we do all of our recording over Skype so we can see each other. And sometimes you get those lovely clips that we share with you all. But typically, Z has her podcasting laboratory. And so usually she's in the laboratory. I have an office that I podcast in. And, video comes up and she's in bed. And I'm like, this is not normal for you. What are you doing in bed?
I made Roberto go upstairs and collect all my recording stuff because I couldn't even walk up the stairs.
Couldn't even go the steps. So she said, I'm so sick. I have mastitis. And I've had mastitis only one time. Z is a champ and she's had it about 77 times. I've only had it once and I thought literally I was dead and dying and maybe looking at my body from above. It was horrible. So I was like, oh no, we're not doing that. We will do this at another time and we will figure it out. So I'm glad you're feeling well. I'm glad.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. How are you? And do you have a show and tell for us? Because I certainly do not.
I do. And I'm great. Thank you for asking. I don't have mastitis and haven't for about 7 years because Milo had a birthday.
Yay!
I guess about 6 years. He did on Sunday. He is 7. And we had about 12 first graders in our backyard.
No, that's so
on
special.
Sunday. And it was a nightmare.
Chaos.
Not a nightmare. It wasn't a nightmare. It was chaos. Yeah. They had a fantastic time.
What was the theme?
It was video games, but really kind of turned into Mario.
Did you rent one of those trucks? Because sometimes in the neighborhood, I see those video game trucks. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do. And we almost did. We really wanted to, but the weekend that we wanted to do it was booked. So we ended up not doing that. So we did real life video games where they we set up stuff in the backyard and they like did challenges and different things. So,
oh, summer camp style. Fun. Of course.
For sure. Did. Well, and like, that's like Chris and I's they jam. Like that was our thing and the kids really love it, but it's so exhausting. And yes. The parents of the kids who came were all amazing. They were wonderful. A lot of them did not stay, which honestly, like TBD, it's like my preference. Like, don't stay at my house, go. Cause it's like, I don't want to have to make small talk, but they were so great. But that's the hardest part when you host people at your house is like, you got to talk to adults. I don't really want to.
We can just drop our kids off now.
Well, once they hit a certain age, you can. Now, if it was going to be at a place, like last year we did this party at one of those ninja parks, no way you're not dropping your kid off here because I do not want to take responsibility for your children's
okay. public.
But at my house, in the confinement of my backyard where your kids are, where are they going to go? I'm fine. Drop your kid off. Go. Go grocery shopping. Please take this time. So we did give them that option when they came, which honestly was fine. And some of them stayed and some of them went for a little bit and came back, but it was great. He had an awesome time. He is now 7. I cannot believe I have a 7-year-old, but I also have an almost 9-year-old. I feel like I probably have talked about this on here before. When we decided like, yeah, we want to have kids and this is going to be so great. I only got to like the baby stage. It was like, oh, I'm going to have kids and they're going to be babies and it's going to be great. And now like, they're in fact full grown, like humans, mm-hmm. not grown because they're still kids, but I did not envision having school aged kids. That was something that was in my plan.
Still don't. And by, I do have one of them.
Yeah. And I think it's too late to give them back. So I guess we'll keep them for now. And yeah, so his birthday happened. It was great. He loves his birthday. He had a super fun time. And then I also remembered, why I don't do parties at my house? Because it is exhausting.
Yeah, I don't want to do parties at my house. I'm okay with the parents coming because now that Aurora is able to invite strangers because now that she's in school.
Right, and you're not going to know all her friends. Yeah.
I will not know all of her friends' parents, and therefore I do not. I know this is like, but I don't want them in my house.
Yeah.
I don't want them in my house, but like I don't know if that's I don't know what the environment's going to be like, and therefore I just don't welcome it.
We were hesitant, and then I promise I'll get into my show and tell just because, yeah, then they know where you live and not that like anybody.
Oh, yeah, that too.
That I think.
Ours is in the neighborhood, though, so I think that's a little bit different for us. Like almost everybody here lives within walking distance. Not walking distance, sure. But walking.
Right,
I run past their house. Yeah, exactly.
Right, you probably have seen, in fact, where they live at some point. Any rate. That was a very long explanation and a very deep rabbit hole. And now we're going to talk about our show and tell this week. And last week we talked about protein powder and also about how that shit is hard to get in. This is quite a segue.
Protein.
I can't segue into it. So we're just going to talk about it. I'm always looking for things that are delicious, don't taste like chalk, and will give me all of my proteins. Like 3 years ago, I had bariatric surgery. So my stomach absorbs things differently than other people's, and I need like more, like probably double what like a typical person would need of protein. And do I get that every day? Absolutely not. But I'm always looking for ways that like I can increase those. So I found these chips. They're called Wild Chips. Have you had them or have you heard of them? Okay.
No.
They're actually made of chicken, but they're
chips. So they're like, pork rinds, but they're chicken
rinds. Sort of, but it's not skin. So like pork rind is like skin, right? Like it's like the
chicharrones. Yes. We love chicharrones over here. Oh my goodness.
Me too. They're delicious. And people are always like, you eat pork rinds? I'm like, what? It's
hell
not
yeah,
like reserved for, I don't know, hillbillies. Like it's, everybody likes them.
Oh, we love it. No, and
it's a big thing. Culture, isn't it?
Oh, it's a big Mexican culture thing. And they eat theirs or one of my, I don't know if they in general, or if this is just my, mm-hmm. one of my weird ass cousins, but when I go there and we get fresh chicharrones, which is so good when it comes to the table and it's still popping. But we also get it with mayonnaise as like the dipping. So we do, and lime and chile.
My stomach. There is a Mexican ice cream parlor, like on the corner, like near my house. And they have delicious, like real, like mangonadas with like the mango yes. and the tahini and the whole thing. But they serve chicharrones like with like all these crazy concoctions. Like,
okay.
Cause it's not just, it's like mainly ice cream, but it's also like snacks and stuff. So I think like that's okay. a part of it. That's but cute. I always see them and I always want to order them, but maybe sometime I'll have to FaceTime you in there because it's like none of their stuff is in English. So you kind of have to guess like what you're going to eat. So, but wild chips are made of chicken. It's not chicken skin. It's like almost like if you were to take chicken, grind it in like a fancy industrial blender and like it's very thin. So they're like actual chips. They look like chips. They look like munchos. Have you ever had a muncho or maybe like a Pringle? Like they're very, very thin, almost like when you make paper, like shredded. Like you can tell it's not smooth. Like it's got stuff in it. But they come in 6 flavors and they're all like chicken related, which I did not realize until I looked up their recipe, like looked up their flavors. But buffalo, they have like a plain salted one, salt and vinegar, chicken and waffles, a Nashville hot, and then a barbecue.
Nashville hot.
Mm-hmm. I haven't had that one. I've only tried like the barbecue and the regular. The regular, like the just the plain ones are my favorite. They definitely taste like chicken, but they're crunchy like a chip. The last time I ate them,
These to my food order because my husband's yes. keto.
Yes, they would be awesome for keto because they are.
Let me see if the Heebs, H-E-B has
them. They might have them. I've seen them at Walmart, Kroger, Whole Foods, and of course, Amazon. I actually just ordered a box of them from Amazon. That's the cheapest place I found them. In the store, they're pricey. They're like $7 like for a bag of
Ooh,
them.
Ooh, we have them. And Yay. He loves chicken and waffles. So
oh,
I'm going to get.
Have try those. I bet you those would be
good. I'm at. Ooh, we. And then we have the Himalayan pink.
That's my favorite one. The Himalayan pink salt. It's just plain. Like they don't have it. It's just like salted flavor.
Yes.
But the ones I got on Amazon, I'll put Ooh, the link
we
in the
We have
show
buffalo
notes.
Too. So Ooh. I'm going to try them out as well.
Try them. Let me know what he thinks. Cause I just, and they're a perfect snack and they are good if you're like a chip snacker, but also they're just delicious. But if you need to bulk up protein, definitely give these a try.
You could also make a cottage cheese dip to dip in it.
I've been very into the cottage cheese protein.
Me too.
And I got it from you. I learned it from watching you. That's what
yes.
I
so I actually got celery this week just so I could do the cottage cheese with my mustard and the celery.
I haven't tried it with the mustard. Do you
look?
Do you
I don't even,
blend the cottage cheese up, or you just put the mustard directly in? Like
I have no time to do anything. That my youngest is just always yelling at me. He is just a constant ball of need. He is one, not even, but like he's
so
almost
as he
one.
Should be. Right.
Yes, exactly. Constant ball of fucking need that child is because he's a baby. Okay.
Yes.
So no, I use this and like, I try to use this when I need to eat something, but I absolutely want to do anything other than stand up and cook for myself. Or I also just don't have the opportunity to stand and cook for myself. So I just do like 2 tablespoons of cottage cheese and I do the small curds or whatever. And then I just do a squirt of mustard.
Just a squirt. Mm-hmm. I take a whole big, like one of the bigger containers of cottage cheese and I blend it in one day and then put it back in the container. So I'm not doing it every day. I like it blended because there's something about
then the curds the aren't
texture.
Like that.
I just don't like it. Yeah.
So is it more like yogurt? Oh.
Yes. So it's kind of like yogurt or like sour cream. Last week I made them with like a taco
bowl
type thing. So I mix it with some taco seasoning.
Okay.
And so it just tasted like taco seasoning. It was, and I don't know, it's good and it's a really good way to get protein in. You guys, welcome to our protein podcast. We're only
going
to talk about
protein. Yeah, so sorry. Let's offline the rest of this protein bullshit and let's get into the cults, okay? Because I'm highly interested in this and honestly.
DM me if you want to talk about protein because I do. I want to. So.
No, I have more questions, but I I'll stop. Come back for our protein episode.
See you later. Okay. Yes. Let's dive in.
45 minutes later. So sorry.
Now we're going to talk about crime. And are we going to talk about crime? I wanted to start with some culty background stuff because, honestly, I was interested. You hear people talk about cults. Cult is a term typically used for a small group led by a self-appointed leader, usually with, you know, the charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent that a cult leader deserves, who excessively controls its members, requiring a ridiculous amount of devotion to a set of beliefs that are typically out of the norms and usually to people outside of the cult seem completely wackadoo. So when you're in the cult, it's like, oh yeah, this totally makes sense. But when you're in the cult, it's like, or when you're in the cult, it makes sense. When you're out of the cult, you're like, you're a nut. In order to be a cult, it has to have those three things. So a leader, excessive control, and norms that are outside of the tip. So we've talked about a cult or two in our day. We've had several cult episodes that have been fantastic. Go back and listen to them. But today we're mainly going to be talking about religious cults, which we have touched on before. But Z, is it true that you have said that you feel all religions are cults or have cult-like behaviors?
Yes. This is a fact to me. If you look at the definition, like if you were to look up the definition side by side, at their core, there are a lot of similarities. There just are. And if that hurts your feelings, then look into that. Maybe that's something that you need to be digesting because it's just a fact. I'm not saying they are the same. I'm just saying that they have a lot of the same tendencies, especially in regards to, which my husband is Catholic, especially in regards to Catholicism, because that just feels very, they do some very sacrilegious type stuff. Like tarot is very Catholic, like tarot cards in general is very like Roberto is like not, they have very similar tendencies or whatever. He's explained to me that.
Okay.
I don't understand, and maybe I'm just talking straight out of my ass, so don't come at me.
Could be,
because
yeah.
it's not on me, okay? This is hearsay at this point. But yes, just a lot of, or, you know, they pray to statues, which we've had this conversation before, or just in general, like, you get together, and people sing, and then your hands go in the air sometimes, and your eyes are closed, but everybody's doing it.
There's a lot of religion that they're weird. I don't want to say weird, because if this is your thing, like, it's your thing. But there are different mannerisms that, like,
They're similar.
You're standing and you're sitting, you're doing, there's things that everybody does in unison. Like there are some interesting things. The thing, and I agree, I can agree with you to an extent because there are going to be some cults we talk about today that have either stemmed from a religion, one of them stems from Catholicism, that are, I mean, for the outside world, are considered a church. Like, this is what their religion is. But the difference to me...
Or even, like, Mormons. Are they a religion or are they a fucking cult?
Well, sometimes I look at religion. So here's where I see some of the differences.
The Amish people?
Like, Mormons, you have to be a certain... You have to have certain qualifications to, like, be able to go inside of their temple. Yeah. And if you leave their church, you're, like, not allowed to come back. To me, that
I just read Bad Mormon by Heather Gay. Eye-opening.
Yeah.
That was a good couple of hours.
She's a Real Housewife, everyone, in case you're not aware. But like my dad, we were raised Catholic and we don't go to the Catholic church anymore. And my dad will still sometimes like listen to Catholic mass or go to Catholic service. But like, so he wasn't shunned, but there are some religions that like if you say you're not going to do this anymore, you're out. And Catholicism used to very much be like that, where if you got a divorce, you couldn't take
still kind of like that.
You can't take communion. Yeah.
Like we can't get so my kids are Catholic. We can't get our kids baptized in certain
right
because I'm not. Mm-hmm. Because I refuse to convert. I'm not gonna lie. That feels icky.
And when I was in high school, I had a friend whose sister got pregnant in high school and had a baby. And that baby is now like 50 years old. So, I mean, you know, they're fine, but her family was Catholic and she couldn't find a priest that would baptize her baby.
Oh yeah.
She wasn't married and she was a teenager. And I'm like, mm-hmm. So you're going to punish this baby because her mom.
Yeah. A lot of them stopped doing that. Anyways.
Yeah. I hear, I'm with you. Yes. I do think there are some similarities. Some follow a lot more closely than others. And yes. I also am part of a religion. Does it hurt my feelings if you're like, that's culty? Like, no, because
me and my bestie are also a little culty. Get with it or get the fuck out. Like, drink the Kool-Aid or don't sit with us. It's one or the other, motherfucker.
Where we talked about like the cloth diapering community.
Oh, could also such
sometimes
a cult.
Be considered a cult.
Such
the
a
only
cult.
Difference there is like there's not one leader. But you look at some MLMs where cult. Not all of them, some of them, you've got one leader who's like in charge of everything and everybody does whatever, what that person says and all of those things. But let's get into these cults. Will you kick us off with our first cult?
No, goodbye. That's it.
Okay, that's
See
it.
You later.
Bye. Hope you enjoyed the protein talk. See ya. Bye.
So Angel's Landing was started in the early 2000s and it was led by Lou Castro, also known as Daniel Perez. Why? I don't know. That's weird.
I don't either. And I could not find any reason why he had two different names, but in almost every piece of information I read, he was like announced as Lou Castro, also known as Daniel Perez. I don't
know. So fucking weird. So he told his followers that he was a centuries old angel. So super normal and also sames. He also claimed he could see the future and that he could cure diseases. His powers of persuasion were so good, like most cult leaders, he convinced a lot of his followers that he had to have sex with young girls. So usually he was talking to the men's folks about their daughters.
Daughters, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he had to have sex with these young girls in order to remain alive. Gross. He operated his commune near Wichita, Kansas, although they were known to move around from time to time. And yeah, it just Wichita, why? Not sure.
Right.
Also, that's a weird for me too.
Like
maybe
I'm
the
gonna
laws
settle
are
somewhere.
Better in Wichita though.
Wichita, Kansas. Is
okay, maybe it's like Utah. Utah is gorgeous. Wichita is pretty. Maybe they like the landscape, Amy.
I think religious like followiness is more common. Like the Kool-Aid drinking is going to be a little bit more common.
And maybe it's like Montana, you know, you go to Montana if you're trying to get away from the government, you move to Montana.
Right. Yeah.
Just in general.
Could very well be.
I mean, you also move out of the country, but it just in general in America, if you're trying to find like the least, like the least governed property, it's like Wyoming.
Yeah. Off the grid. You want to be off the grid. Right.
There you go. Okay. So Lou slash Daniel also preyed on men. So he was love is love for him. Not for sexy time though. This is for killing. So the men started dying accidentally from the Angel's Landing cult and their insurance payments conveniently funded the movement. So the conveniently right back into Lou Daniel's hands. I'm just going to call him Lou Daniel now because
Daniel.
Whatever.
Love it.
Six people mysteriously died over the course of 7 years. And Lou Daniel was arrested in 2010. He was charged with multiple rape counts, first degree murder, criminal sodomy, aggravated assault, sexual exploitation of a child, and several other charges. He was convicted on all counts and sentenced to 2 life terms. He's serving his time in Lansing County Department of Corrections right now, currently, as we are speaking.
2 life sentences for a centuries-old angel. That's a long time that you're serving in prison there, friend.
Oh, shit. If he never dies, does that mean he never gets out? Like, what is
not? If it's 2 life sentences, and so technically, what? Like,
but
two
most
life
of the time they put
like 100
on
years.
Yes, but most of the time they put a cap on what a life sentence actually is.
That's true. Or they'll say, yeah, because what is a life? Like, how many years? Like, it's what the average of that, of whatever's happening at the time. You know, 150 years ago, it would have been 30 years. Now it's like 60. I don't know, but that's weird. I'm sorry that you're spending all of your angel eternity in prison. Actually, no, I'm not, because you're murdering
also,
people.
Also, if somebody's like, yo, hey, we're really good friends, and your daughter is actually the key to keeping me living longer.
To my immortality, right?
Yeah, and I only have, like, it just has to be this one time. And then it could just never happen again. Like, it's not going to be a big deal unless you make it a big deal. And I'm not going to make it a big deal. So if I could just borrow her just for, like, one night, it'll be fine.
Give her back.
She's already 15 anyway. She needs to know how men are going to be treating her for the rest of her life. So we might as well start now.
Let's hope not, Lou Daniel. Let's not do that. This sounds like that guy, Abducted in Plain Sight was the documentary. The guy's name was Bob, and the daughter's name was Jan, I think. Broberg. Jan Broberg was the girl. Bob was the kidnapper, and he was like, yo, aliens are talking to me, and we have to have sex so that we can repopulate the Earth, and only you can do that.
That's right. I forgot because it's so just absolutely.
You don't want to remember. Why do you want to remember that? It's so bizarre. But yes, that it's giving me very that vibes. It was actually before this happened. So maybe he learned from that guy. He was like, hey, this guy did it and I'm going to do it better. I'm going to start a cult. And that's what's going to happen. I'm going to fund it by killing people.
Cult number two.
Who knows? Cult number two. The next one, although it's not shocking, it really blurs the line of religion and how a religion can be both a cult and not a cult. This cult is called, here we go, you ready? The Movement for Restoration of the Ten Commandments of God. It was founded by 4 ex-Roman Catholic priests, 2 ex-nuns, and 1 ex-prostitute. It was started in Uganda, and they were really pressing the importance of the Ten Commandments. So if you've ever read the Ten Commandments, they're a little harsh, and they're pretty, there's just a lot of like black and white, this has to happen. The leaders of the cult said that they saw visions of the Virgin Mary, and they were convinced that the Roman Catholic Church had abandoned the commandments and they were not going to stand for it. One of the leaders wrote a book, which was like their Bible, and they called it A Timely Message from Heaven, The End of the Present Time. This book went over how to really follow the Ten Commandments and what was evil. To give an example, here are some things that are evil, according to A Timely Message from Heaven. Beer, dogs and cats, herbalists, so anybody who uses herbs for healing or anything of that nature, works of the devil, Z, you're not allowed to this cult.
Yeah, I'm not.
This one says no to you. So sorry.
I'm not there.
They also, like some cults, practiced some doomsday prophecies. They predicted that the apocalypse would occur on December 31st, 1999, which was also the year of Y2K, which, spoiler alert, didn't happen. But in anticipation of this, the members sold their possessions. And oh, then the sad. Leaders, right. So the leaders are like, wait, we're wrong. We didn't hear that right. We're going to alter our prediction. And then they claimed that the Virgin Mary would come on March 17th, 2000, to save the faithful and bring them to heaven. So those that still believed in this prophecy, and they're like, you're right.
I feel right, like I saw this in real life.
Well, Heaven's Gate was a cult that killed all their members. They are where the original Drink the Kool-Aid happened. But there's also an episode of Parks and Rec where there is a group who believes the apocalypse is going to happen every year, and they rent out a park every year, and then they make them pay out this money. And that's probably where you saw it in real life, is that one. But so they hold this big feast on March 16th, because the 17th is when the apocalypse is happening. On March 17th, the police discovered that an explosion and a fire had killed hundreds of the group's members. Although at first it was assumed to be a mass suicide, the evidence and subsequent uncovering of more bodies at other sites soon pointed to murder.
What the fuck?
So what they're thinking is that the leaders are like, shit, 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 this is happening, and I need to cover my tracks, so we're going to do this. I can't repay all of these possessions. It was never determined. Yeah. It was never determined whether the leaders killed themselves or fled the country, but their whereabouts are still unknown. So they never found their bodies, but there was also like a lot of bodies that didn't get like identified. But there is rumor that the leaders like hightailed it out of there, but nobody knows where they are. So dun dun dun. But this
or
is
were
one
they
where
by aliens.
Right. Or maybe they're living with Belle Gunness and Dia Abrams. Who knows? They were members of the Catholic Church. So these are folks that were a member of a religion and said, this isn't harsh enough for me. And I'm not really getting a lot out of this deal. So let me just hightail it out of here and start my own cult.
Crazy. Okay, cult number three is the Falun Gong religious movement. And it is the cult behind the Shane Young Performing Arts. And they are a nonprofit art entertaining company that tours internationally doing dance performances and concerts. You've heard of them. I've heard of them, right? But I didn't know anything was like sinister behind it.
Me either. And if you've been to a mall, I'm sure you've seen like a kiosk set up that's like they're selling tickets or they're doing different things. Like, this is huge. It's everywhere.
So apparently their dance performances are believed to save audiences from things like feminism, homosexuality, and science, which, I mean, it did not for me. I'm good.
Who needs that? Have you seen one of these shows?
Actually, I don't know. Probably not.
I hope that you have, because I don't know. It seems to have very magical powers. And so you do need saved from feminism.
I do need to be saved from feminism, not from science.
No, science is okay.
You know, homosexuality, that's neither here nor there. Maybe cleanse my eyes, my ears, and my soul, so I don't love everybody, because everybody should just deserve to be loved regardless of who they love, right? And what's in their pants, what's in their pants is none of my goddamn business, unless I'm trying to get in their pants, and then it's still none of my business unless they want it to be my business.
Right. We're gonna ask for consent first, no matter whose pants you're going into.
But then I can have those strong feelings
for sure.
I want to be there, then I can have those strong feelings. But if I don't want to be with them, then that's just like, why? I never worry about some old man and some old woman sitting together, what they look like naked, what's underneath their clothes. Definitely don't worry about that. So I don't know why I need to worry about other people. So that's weird.
I'm not sure either. But these guys are very concerned about it.
They are. Okay, so back to the actual thing. Okay, so this performance art studio or whatever, So Shae Young, they have been banned by the Chinese government. The dance movement started as an exercise, and it has also been described as a mix of Tai Chi, okay? So this is a huge operation, and it's all been started by some guy, and his name is Liu Hongzihe. That looks right, okay? So his name's Lou. They have a giant compound in Cuddleback, New York. That's so sweet. What a cute area. That's where Amy and her family lived this summer.
It is. And it's not cute. It's very rural. It's very mountainy, backwoodsy, and they are smack dab in the middle of town. It's like, it is bizarre.
It was founded in the 1990s, and Liu, the founder of the Falun Gong, says he's the savior. He understands the truth of the universe. He can see the past and the future, and he has a magic gong. Yeah, you do, boy. Pull that gong out. No, but he says he has a magic gong that can pull out a person's whole master soul. Oh, okay. Like most cults, Lee cooked up a set of tasty little tricks to get money from his followers and take control. At first, he collected money by teaching people Qigong, which is like Tai Chi. And it's a course of, you know, just boop, boop, boop. You do your arm exercises together. But he also paired that with curing people's diseases. Like, oh, mm-hmm. by doing this, it was curing your disease.
Yes.
And he would hold training seminars where they would pay a bunch of money. And his magical powers were supposed to cure these people during these big seminars more private seminars that he was doing. But this is where his like magical powers were really supposed to come into play, where the fact that he was a savior was really supposed to be a save in them. And yeah. That wasn't working.
Surprise. People are leaving there and they're like, you know, I still have this cold and I don't know what happened.
Exactly. I paid him $5,000 because the Qigong that I was doing wasn't working. So I obviously advanced case of the flu. So I had to have a special meeting with him. Now I'm $6,000 lighter and still sick. Yeah. He had the audacity to tell these people that it was because they were not studying hard enough. And he's not the problem. It's them. Okay. Like this isn't me. It's you. Today, 50,000 people, including different celebrities, are blacklisted from going to these performances and from just in general being around him.
So anytime somebody gets whiff of like, hey, this guy's stuff is bullshit, they just blacklist them. They're like, you're not allowed to come to any of our stuff. You can't do any of these things. You can't do this and that. Very odd. So I don't think I put this in any of the notes, but the Shen Yang performance, the dance style that they do is like a combination of like Tai Chi, this magic dance, this Qigong magic dance, which is also like Tai Chi, which if you are a Buddhist follower is like a very spiritual and sacred thing that you can learn to do. And it's supposed to be kind of like meditation where you're learning how to do all these things. And I think
that stuff will heal the body.
It can heal the body. Absolutely.
And it can help assist. I do believe.
For sure. I 100% believe that. But also, if it doesn't heal your stage 4 cancer, it's not just that you didn't try hard enough. It's like,
because you're fucking sick,
right? You need help. Like, you need something else to help you with this. It's not a cure-all for everything, but that's where he really brought in a lot of his money. But the compound itself is huge and it's right out in the open. So if you are driving through Cuddleback, which is where this town is, and like it's all these tiny towns, but there's real back roads, but really there's like one road you can take. And when you take that road, you drive past this compound. Some of the kids who lived there attended some of the programs where I was staying this summer. There was like a week where a couple of the kids came, and I think it was like a recon mission because everybody knows that the place that I was at in that town, it's very progressive. Like the camp that I was at, very progressive, very liberal, and people in the town did not like that. And this compound does not like progressive, liberal, feminism, science, any of that. They don't like it. So the fact that they sent their kids there, I think it was a recon mission. The kids were a little odd. They had some pretty interesting opinions and spoke about them vocally on things like COVID and gender, which I thought was fascinating to hear coming out of like a 6-year-old's mouth. It was okay.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And for the 4th of July, I guess this happens at other times of the year, but we happen to be there during the 4th of July. They hold a huge festival, like huge, where like people from the town can come. It's like open to the public. We did not attend. That was a no thank you for me. But when we drove by there, the place is literally lined with armed guards that like stand on the perimeter of the compound. No thanks. I'm not interested going into there. It's very eerie.
It's different between having like security just because, like, you know, once there's so many people in a venue, you have to have like so many cops or something.
I have lots of thoughts about cops and being in places with loaded weapons, but I'm talking like large weapons, like huge, slung over their back, like very prison feel. It was not okay. And then inside those gates, it's just like bounce houses, and they're having this, like, it was very odd. It made me happy and also scared to be so close to that, because of course I want to go inside, I want to see all of the things, but they don't just let people come inside and see all the things, so I did not. But it was very interesting. I have always been fascinated with Shenyang. Once I found the connection between, like, hey, this is also a cult, of course, I'm like, tell me all the things. But to be able to live close to it, I mean, you know, I can die a happy woman now. I'm fine.
Okay, cult number four.
This is the one
I'm most excited about.
This is the one everyone wants to know about. I've been talking about this cult for a while now, and Chris is a little nervous that we're talking about it. He's like, what if they just like come in our house and like murder us? I'm like, I don't think that's going to happen. But I've been talking about these guys for a while. Our last cult is the Dwell Community Church, which from the outside is still recognized as a church. They do have a church. They have a school as well. They were formerly Xenos Church, Xenos Christian Fellowship. They pose themselves as a non-traditional, non-denominational, institutional cell church system. And what that means is that their worship is built around home churches. So members hold services in their homes rather than in like a centralized building. So like they don't have an actual church where you go to on Sunday or Saturday or whatever your day of worship is. You go to people's houses. Right. Currently, they have 5,000 members. This is in Columbus. They recently, within the last few years, extended into Cincinnati, which is like 2 hours from Columbus, but 5,000 members, 300 home churches, and that's just around Columbus. About 5 years ago, one of those home churches moved next door to us, which I'll talk about a little bit later after I tell you a little bit about this gem of a cult. Dwell was formerly Xenos, started actually as a newspaper called The Fish. It was started by two brothers in the 1970s. So The Fish is like a Christian, like, thing. You're like,
you know what, now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it started as this newspaper out of OSU. So the Ohio State University is in Columbus, and like it's huge. That's what everybody moves here for, is except for me. I didn't move here for Ohio State, but it's here. That's where the newspaper was started. And from the newspaper, it's prompted these Bible study groups that were mostly students at OSU. The group leaders funded their work at first by painting houses and often used members of their study groups to help them. So like a college house painting group, which seems seemingly like, you know, innocuous.
Yeah.
As the study groups grew into a church, the leaders quit painting houses and were supported by church donations. In order to run a home church, the members needed to meet biblical qualifications, which if you go to their website, you can find these biblical qualifications. The character qualifications listed in the Bible in 1 Timothy 3. So let me summarize these. You have to be a dude, so no lady leaders. You have to be above reproach, meaning that you don't do anything wrong. And the husband of... You have to be a husband, so you have to also be married, so you have to have a wife, but you can't have a husband. You can't have a husband and a husband, and you can't be single. So you have to be married, you can't do anything wrong, and you have to be a dude. And you can't be an excessive drinker, you have to be hospitable, and if I had to have 60 people in my house 1 to 2 times a week, not be hospitable. Get out of my house. I don't want you there.
Okay. I mean, why would you have to be married to be part of this? Or this just is for the home church?
This is for the home church. You can be in the church and not be married. But if you want to run, if you want your home to be a home church, you have to be married. And while it doesn't specifically state that, like, the modest dress, like, that's a big factor. you can't be like showing any skin.
Okay.
There, which is super interesting, which I mean, to each his own. I dress modest, don't dress modest, I don't care. But when you're forcing me to dress modest, I don't like that.
I don't. Yeah, hard sames. Yes, right. Yes, yes.
If I do dress modestly, modest, cool. But don't yes. tell me I have to. That's annoying. Exactly. So the church itself has faced multiple allegations of behavioral control, emotional abuse, exploitation, and religious abuse. The church right now has close to 1,000 allegations against it, which also includes giving alcohol and tobacco to minors, which I don't care about that. Overcrowded situations during COVID, they still held church, like 60, 70, 100 people inside a house together, passing all your COVID germs, which feel how you want to feel about COVID. At that point in time when COVID started, was killing people. Like, people were dying. So, like, now you get COVID. Okay, I had it last year, whatever, it's fine. But, I mean, at that point, people are just dying, dying, dying. And they're still holding. I mean, we live on a cul-de-sac. So, there's, like, it's like a parking lot on Sundays. There's just nowhere to go, which is very inconvenient.
Yeah, can you get in and out of your house?
I can. So they have thus far done a good job about, like, they're not blocking driveways, but I live on a
cul-de-sac. They're doing everything but blocking the driveway. And they'll
park on each side of the street.
Oh, no. So you can only go one way down and one way. But what if somebody's coming from the other way? Can you see them?
You can, but it would still be a real – it has not happened because, I mean, it's church time on Sundays, and so either – we are gone because we've gone to church or we're not leaving the house. So it's usually not so much of an issue, but it's very annoying, especially in the winter, because they don't plow our streets in the winter. So it just adds to the bullshit. So alcohol and tobacco to minors, overcrowded, dangerous and unhygienic conditions in church organized shared living ministry houses. So some of the houses, I guess, are housing people too. Like, so somebody buys a house and then it kind of becomes, I don't know if it would be like a halfway house, but like a halfway house, I guess, like everybody just like lives there. I don't really know. Intimidation, financial abuse, gay conversion practices, love bombing, controlling members' medical decisions, shunning people, shunning members with mental illness, and some real just Regina George mean girl bullshit. Like, it's, this is definitely the place where, unless you're doing exactly everything that they want you to do, you don't get to play in their sandbox. Like, they don't want you to be their friend, which I'm not interested. I don't want to do any of that. But about 4 or 5 years ago, a young couple moved next door to us, and we were like, cool, cool, cool. They have little kids. That's fun. I think the wife was pregnant at the time. But I can't remember, but they were looking at the house. They came a few times to look at it and often brought multiple people, which I stupidly thought, oh my gosh, maybe this is like a plural marriage type situation. Like, maybe this is like a polyamorous relationship, which I am fascinated with. So I was like, okay, cool, cool. Nope. That was not the case. I think it was people from the church that were coming with them to like look at the house. But they move in. They were pretty quiet. They kind of kept to themselves, which cool. Us too. I'm not a chatty neighbor. I love it. Not long after they move in, they start having tons of people over for these church get-togethers. In the summer, it's worse because they'll do like weekly, they'll do church and then they'll also do like gatherings and they'll do them in their backyard. There's tons of people. I mean, I'm talking projectors, lights, like a church picnic just for hours. While I love all of the party vibe, it's just, it's not so much.
You even don't want it in your backyard, which is basically where it is. You're no home. Backyard. No, thank you. Yeah. You want to go home. Yeah. Yes.
To the extent, but you are where home. We put up an 8-foot privacy fence because it was like literally we couldn't be in our backyard if there had people there. Like, it just, it was insane.
Oh, because you are in a state where you don't always come with a fenced in backyard.
Oh yeah, before we put our fence up and we kind of felt like the assholes, like, you, no one on the side of the street had a fence up, so like it was kind of nice because you could see, you know, it's like greenery and nice, but we were like, fuck a bunch of that, I'm putting up a fence. So we did, and now I don't have to see them as much, which is good. But I have a neighbor across the street who love her. She's fantastic. She knows everything about everybody. Mm-hmm. And she said to me in passing, because I'm like, what are all these people doing over there? Like, what is happening? Who are these people? She said to me in passing, oh, yeah, they're members of Xenos, because this is before they became Dwell Church. And I didn't know anything about Xenos. So, of course, I do what I do best, and I jump onto the Googs, and I'm like, what is this Xenos church? And I find this rabbit hole of, like, Xenos is a cult. This is this and that, and, like, all of these accounts and all of these things. And my spidey sense goes off. We start to hold them at kind of arm's distance because we're starting to get some of that love bombing. You know, you talk about cults in different places where they love bomb people. So they're constantly wanting to talk to you and they're like being super nice. And I think if you're a different kind of person, you're like, oh my gosh, this is so great. But me, I'm like super skeptical and cynical. And I'm like, don't talk to me. I don't really want you to talk to me. So we distance ourselves. We definitely started experiencing some different kind of like weird, creepy vibes. The wife uses a lot of words like obedience and servitude. And they give me like Duggar vibes, minus 900 kids. They have several children, but it's just very like, I don't know, something I don't.
Just the fact that she's used the words obedience and servitude in the, just the like casual combos that you have. The context
of conversation and not even like.
Is kind of odd enough where you're not like, hey, what do you do for a living? What are all these people over? No, it's not like that. Or no, how are you and your husband doing? No, no, no. Right. It's just, hey, weather's nice today.
Yes, right.
It's to the obedience to the earth. Like,
okay. Right, right. And one time Hayden, my kids love to talk to everyone, and which is such a nice quality, but she was talking to the wife. We were like out in front of the house and she said something and I said to Hayden, okay, come on. We got to go, you know, we got to get going to do whatever. It was just, it was very polite. It was very whatever. And she said to Hayden something along the lines of like, yeah, you have to be obedient to your mom and dad. And I was like, stop. You're not going to talk like, yes, but you're not going to talk to my kid like that because I don't want my kid to be obedient. I want my kid to listen and be respectful, but we're not getting into that. It's just no way. Thank you. So it's still happening. Last year or 2 years ago, they changed their name to Dwell Community Church. Some people think it's because of allegations and some people think it's because they wanted to like rebrand themselves, but they're really not doing anything to rebrand. It's just they changed their name. It's very, very creepy. I think if there was any reason we left this neighborhood, it would be because I don't want to be sucked into a creepy cult.
I don't think you'll be sucked into a creepy cult.
You don't
think
it's going to be me? You don't think I'm going to be like, guess what?
I don't. Look, I love you so much. I don't think that your family is going to be that kind of family that they're like, oh, hey, yeah, come on in.
Come and join us.
Yeah, I don't think that.
Trans inclusion consulting firm. Yeah, be a part of our church. We're super into trans people. Let's join us.
Well, yeah, I mean, I just don't feel, and I just doesn't vibe with what you want with your family. So 100%. I'm not concerned.
I'm not concerned either. My biggest
concern about you joining, I am concerned about you getting next to them. Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's my kids. It's that I don't want, there's a lot of the accounts that you read, it like they start like recruiting them in high school when like, you know, they're the kids that are kind of weird and nobody wants to really be their friend. And so they start inviting them to these things and then they get sucked in and then they start separating them from their family. And, but Hayden will not be told what to do. So I don't worry so much about her, but maybe Milo. I don't know. We'll see. But we've got the fence. We're protected for now. And aside from that, if I didn't know, like they're lovely people, they're fine. They don't like give me like rapey vibes. It's just like, I don't like the whole like the Duggar vibe. I just can't. It's not for me.
I also read, I told you that I read Bad Mormon.
Yeah,
I also read Counting on Whatever.
Oh, did you? What is it? Jessa? One of them. One of the
no,
kids.
No, Jill.
Jill.
So
that's right.
I thought about reading the other girl, Jessa.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. What was it? Now I got to find out what it was called because now it's going to bother me. It's like counting on the, or don't count me out or something. Oh, whatever.
It's all
now
counting.
I find
it.
It doesn't,
counting
it doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't yeah. matter. But I just read the one by Jill Duggar, and it was eye-opening. Both yeah. of them together was eye-opening. Right now, a couple of my friends are very much like in the weeds about, well, and everybody that IBL's like a big
yeah
topic right now. So,
well,
okay.
Did you watch Shiny Happy People? Did you watch
oh,
that?
Oh, yeah,
Amazon
I did.
Prime? I watched I did. It in like a day.
Yeah, me too. I think so Roberto too. Watched it with me. So but good. That. This was a whole episode, you guys. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for coming to our roundup. Amy, thank you for putting our episode notes together.
Guys, 2 years. This is the first time I've ever done notes.
That's so cool.
So I'm hoping I enjoyed it. I did. It was not that I thought it was easy to do, because I know that the research is hard, but getting it lined up was a lot harder than I expected it to be. So definitely
until you get in your groove, but I appreciate it. I wish I know editing's very difficult. So thank you for doing that.
You don't want to learn about it. It's so annoying. So annoying. You don't need to walk in those shoes. I'll just tell you it's annoying.
Thank you. And I appreciate
it. I'm well in the groove there, so it's fine. But yes, it was great. It was good to see how Z does her research. And next episode is a parenting episode. Yeah.
Yes. So if you like this episode or any of our episodes, hit follow, join us on the social medias, leave us a review. We will be back next week. Yes. With a parenting chat, and the rest of the month is reserved for spooky spook spooks.
Love
so
it.
Until then, we will see you around, and don't join any cults. Just
not
keep
today.
To yourself, keep your head down, drink your water, and stay on your phone instead. And we'll see you soon. Bye.
Goodbye.